York's Fall Fashion Week is winding down today. This year, it's included 97 shows and attracted an estimated 100,000 visitors to its new home at Lincoln Center. Some say the event has become glitzier than ever and drifted farther from its roots as a trade show. But WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports if you ignore the flashbulbs, you can still observe business getting done.
The Donna Karan Show. In a converted West Village garage, social butterflies wave to their friends. Wallflowers sit in their assigned seats, waiting for the show to begin. Someone whispers, "There's the editor of French Vogue." No one is paying any attention to a model-thin woman in a Stella McCartney tuxedo blazer with a warm, occasionally goofy smile, which is funny because she is one of the most influential people in the room.
I'm Colleen Sharon, and I'm the women's fashion director for Ready to Wear at Saks Fifth Avenue.
Think of her as a retail tastemaker. If she likes what she sees, Colleen Sharon has the power to stock 50 upscale department stores with lots of Donna Karan designs.
We're here to see what she has up her sleeve for spring 2011, what the trends are, and ultimately to edit it down appropriately for Saks Fifth Avenue.
The lights go down. The music starts. Over 11 minutes, 41 models march by. When it's all over, the crowd disperses, but Colleen Sharon remains in her seat, huddling in hushed tones with three colleagues from Saks. Then, two well-dressed women swoop in, and Colleen has a lot to say to them. Apparently, they work for Donna.
Wait, so Colleen, tell me what you were conferring with those people so intently about.
We were discussing our advertising looks.
Sharon says she may be interested in snagging some of the outfits she saw for a print ad campaign or for the Saks catalog. She has to act fast to get an exclusive before Bergdorf's or Nordstrom's.
Did you get what you wanted?
We'll see. We'll hold some things here, and then when we go to the showroom, we actually make the final decisions.
Later this week, the Saks team will visit the Donna Karan showroom and talk details. Now, it's on to the next show and sustenance.
I need a bologna sandwich.
You want to know what Fashion Week is really all about? This is it. Retailers running around, meeting people from fashion labels, as many as possible for 8 days, grabbing a sandwich when they can. All in the service of the $290 billion a year domestic apparel business, that's according to Ibis World, an industry research firm. At the high end, a lot of those sales are still made in department stores. But some observers say the original purpose of the shows, to introduce buyers and sellers, is being lost. Michael Londrigan teaches fashion merchandising at LIM College.
The whole idea behind Fashion Week now has evolved into more of a media event. It's more of the buzz.
He says big name labels talk constantly with the department stores. So when they put on a show, it's more about building brand awareness with the public, which in turn can boost moneymakers like licensed perfume and sunglasses.
Particularly if you're looking at the brands, Tommy and Ralph and Lacoste and Perry Ellis, DKNY.
And what's wrong with a little marketing and promotion? Nothing, says David Wolf, creative director of the Doniger Group, a fashion consultancy. But if you're going to spend $500,000 or more on a runway show, do you really want to promote looks for spring and summer of 2011 in September of 2010?
I mean, it's still hot and the clothes would be absolutely perfect.
If you could buy them and wear them today. But they won't be in stores until January at the earliest.
They're 6 months out of sync.
Wolf is urging his clients to junk the old Fashion Week calendar. So far, they aren't taking the advice. Jackie Wenzel is CEO of a newish label called Ports 1961. She says a runway show in New York is still the best way to connect with buyers and grow the business.
You get to create a mood and an image of the woman who our designer is envisioning when she's designing. You need to see that. You cannot always just intellectualize fashion in words. It's a visual business.
For good measure, Wenzel is wearing her own label all this week. She says she never passes up an opportunity for promotion. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.